Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's not make a mistake about how this was initiated.
Okay.
And to me, it amounts to a smear campaign right now. So I thought journalism was supposed to be ethical. Right now, I consider him practicing in unethical journalism. Why I'm saying that? Because you're purposely leading the public by using vague terms such as it seems, it appears. I thought journalism was supposed to be based in fact. So you tell the public the facts. There's no facts to what he's saying, and he's actually chopping up stories to make it seem like something is going on.
So that was Superintendent, Pittsburgh Public School Superintendent Dr. Anthony Hamlet earlier today.
And we both
today.
Dispute that.
Right. And he's specifically referring to the report in order to the reporting of investigative journalist Andy Sheehan from KDKA.
Who doesn't want to get into a fight here, and I understand that completely. And he has some news on this matter as well. Good morning, Andy. How are you, buddy? Good afternoon.
Hey, Marty. Hey, Wendy. How you doing?
Hey, good, good. So what's going on?
Okay. So the superintendent's comments aside, you know, we first reported that he had gone to Cuba with four administrators, and this was sort of an unauthorized trip out of the country that the board didn't know about. That sparked an internal district investigation. Last week, we did a follow-up where we looked at dozens, close to 50 contracts that were to these ed tech companies, technology companies. We found that most of them were non-competitive, and that they had some of them had gone to vendors with whom Hamlet and his administrators had done business with in the past. Now, tomorrow night, Ira Weiss, the school solicitor, will be at the board meeting, and he's going to be proposing measures to regain some oversight and control.
Nice.
Of the board. And what he wants to do is he wants to review all of the contracting procedures and all the ethics procedures, ethics standards in the district, to see whether what those procedures are, and if he finds them lacking or the board finds them lacking, to come in with new procedures. And he also wants all administrators and staffers to undergo formal ethics training. So the board, which has been quiet basically about most of this reporting and these concerns, is now going to be adopting these measures, which indicates that they do have real concerns about real reporting that we've done regarding the spending on this these contracts and these this one trip out of the country.
Right. And Andy, the superintendent this morning was saying that basically there was nothing inappropriate about him awarding contracts to various people because it's completely within his purview to do so. And and he was adamant about that fact. And unfortunately, for those of us who pay the bills for those things, it seems like there should be some bidding going on in those. So I'm sure the solicitor is going to be investigating.
He made a point. I did listen to the interview.
Yeah, yeah.
And the point he makes is that these are contracts that don't require
bidding
under the law, competitive bidding. Yeah. These are sort of professional service contracts or computer contracts, but they do require some competitive review, and they do require a process. He went on to say that, you know, we do RFPs, requests for proposals. We entertain different proposals. Well, our accounting didn't find that at all. We found that he was in direct negotiations as an individual superintendent with dozens of vendors, including many that he had done work with in Florida, including some, you know, which he seemed to have some sort of prior relationship with.
And
last night we reported that, you know, this had even gone down to the level of cap and gown purchases.
Right.
In the district.
Which, by the way, he says, Andy, that individual principals make those decisions. He has nothing to do with it.
Well, that's not correct. I mean, this is a company, Herf Jones, right? So go on their website and you know, you'll put in caps and gowns, and then they'll say, find a rep, okay? So you put in your high school. Now put in Keystone Oaks, put in North Allegheny, put in, Mount Lebanon High School. You're going to come up with the rep who has been the representative here for years and years and years. Put in any Pittsburgh high school except for Alderdice or Bashir, any Pittsburgh high school, Obama Academy. It comes up with the guy, Joe Griffin, from Palm Beach, Florida. They uh-huh. have to buy from this vendor. Now, is that unethical? Is that illegal? I don't think it's illegal, but, it seems to be of a pattern where he is steering work and contracts to people with whom he's had prior relationships.
Yeah, I just did exactly what you said, and it's exactly where I contact your rep under Obama, and it's Joe Griffin and Associate Incorporated.
The
superintendent.
So you have to buy stuff with the Obama monogram on the. He's not right there. He's not telling. That isn't the truth.
Are they going to push back? Is the board going to push back, Andy? Or do you see them making changes, sir?
Well, are they going to put? I think they're going to adopt. I talked to the board president. I think they're going to adopt these new, ethics standards and new contracting procedures to make sure that they have more review. But they have, been a rubber stamp for these contracts. They come to the board and they approve them time and again. This has been going on for 3 years, and it's millions and millions of dollars, dozens of contracts that the teachers are now saying these are redundant. They're piling up. We don't use them. The people that the computer people are saying, these contracts take 3 months to implement.
Right.
And they take three years to evaluate whether they're doing any good. We're stockpiling these.
Right.
Great stuff, man.
Andy, thank you very much. We're going to keep dialing you in if you don't mind, because this is important stuff.
Thanks for being stand up.
Okay.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.